What's up, Resin Pod fam? I'm your host, Adrian Conway. Welcome back to another episode. Today, I am involved in the discussion as typically this time of year gets introduced to me, and it's more about lifestyle than it is performance. So if you tune into these podcasts and you don't find much value in talking about the very basic ways that you can enhance the quality of your life or enhance your overall performance, this episode is not for you. Not only at True do we oversee the development of high-level athletes and athletes who have a really high desire to compete, both at a local level and even at a semifinal and potentially a CrossFit Games level, but we also oversee the lifestyle choices, the nutrition choices, and the training choices of those just trying to be a more fit and more healthy version of themselves. That is the focus of today's episode, more so than anything. It's ironic, though, and I'm going to lean into this just as we get going, that the way that you eat, the way that you sleep, and the way that you do everything else outside of the gym is, of course, the primary driver, even when you're pursuing performance. So is this conversation for you? I would guess it is. Particularly if you're interested in rising up in every aspect of your life, this is a conversation that you should be having either with yourself, with your family, with your coach. And it can't hurt to listen in to me and my opinion. Although you guys know that I'm good for a rant or two. When it comes to lifestyle, you know, and I want to bring this up because we are really close to the month of October. The month of October is officially 2 months, right? The latter part of, we essentially have 3 whole months left of 2023. Now, 2023 started audaciously for the vast majority of the world. And I say that because everyone wants to set goals. Everyone wants to do something new, wants to achieve something new. And I think that's inspiring. I think it's noble. I think it aligns with the calendar year really conveniently. I think that there's a reason that the first of the year is the most popular time to change who you are, to have the desire to be something new. It's because it's a fresh start. The downside is that now that we're 3/4 through the year, many people have already failed at that. And not only have they failed at reinventing themselves, but they failed time and time again to try to get back on the horse. This is not uncommon, and you're not alone if this is you. What also isn't uncommon is that people thought they were making good ground. They were making positive strides. They changed something. They tweaked something. But then they just became a little bit less definitive in how they were pursuing it, right? You stopped weighing and measuring your food, for example. And now you just eat by feel. And you've let yourself started to, you've allowed yourself to treat more often, right? Whether it's a cheat meal, whether it's just more refined or processed carbohydrates, or maybe you just splurge a little bit more at dinner or your pre-bedtime snack. I'm guessing that that's a few of you out there listening to this episode. And if it's not, God bless you. Clearly you've stayed the path, the straight and narrow. You've continued to weigh and measure your food and you haven't been up nor down on the scale. Or you're down and trending in the way that you intended to, or your performance is up and you're trending in the way that you intended to. The point that I'm trying to make here is that life ebbs and flows throughout not just the quarters of a year, but within a year as a whole, and year to year and season to season within life. There have been times for myself as a competitive athlete where I was dialed in to the point of weighing and measuring everything that I put into my body, and it was so that I was not going to leave any stone unturned to my performance. If you're listening to this and you're a performance-based athlete and you don't do these things, I think it's a huge error in your approach. I think that it's foolish for you to invest in your training, invest in the way that you recover, invest in the things that you do in the gym, spend hours in the gym and then be mindless with the things that you put into your body. I don't know that it's even rational to approach it this way. You've got to understand that no matter how professional you find yourself, no matter how much time you spend in the gym, it could be up to 6 hours. Heck, it could be 8 hours a day. Not all 8 hours are going to be spent to hard training. If you don't know that already, when athletes say, yeah, I train 8 hours a day, they're doing a lot of different things in the gym. They're getting soft tissue work. They're warming up for several of those hours. They're doing skills and drills for several of those hours. They're not just beating their body senselessly. With that being said, though, with all that time, even if all you did was burn calories and you went and you ate trash to replace it, or you ate trash to get the garbage carbohydrates and fats in order to replenish your body, or you weren't prioritizing protein, or you weren't weighing and measuring that, making sure that you were hitting minimums, folks, your training would be for naught. You might get decent results for a very short amount of time, and you might even love the way you start to look and feel, but eventually you will peter out. Your hormones will become imbalanced. because of the stressors that you put on your body and the malnourishment that is taking place. You will create undue inflammation in your joints because of the rigorous training, but also because of the pro-inflammatory foods that you consistently eat, whether you're eating fast food, you're eating fats in ways and from sources that you don't identify because you're not making the meals yourself. And it's a cycle that can be vicious because then it leads to more likely overuse injuries. Your knees are going to get achy. Your elbows are going to get achy. Your shoulders are going to get achy. The inflammation and or the irritation that's taking place in those tissues won't be able to be repaired as quickly as it perhaps could be because you're not minding what you're putting in your body. Now, folks, this conversation already is going in a direction I didn't intend it to. I didn't want this to be so focused on performance, but you get the idea. If you are a performance-based athlete, or you have the desire to be, you should certainly be minding what you put into your face hole. I know that sounds silly. It's the way that I say things to my children at times because I want them to understand, like, there's a logic there that this thing right here can gift us or it can hurt us in a terrible way. Both meaning the things that come out of it and by the things that we put into it. Your face hole is an important one. Mind it. It's almost like a private part. It is essentially, right? It's part of your body. You got to be mindful of it. Don't get me going on a dad rant. When it comes to lifestyle, I've got some perspectives, and this is probably a healthier conversation for me to have with someone else on this podcast. I should get my wife on this podcast and have a conversation with her because she tends to balance my opinion and my directness very well. It's why we make a good team. It's why we've got a fruitful marriage. It's because we're nothing alike. But anyways, the point that I'm trying to make here is that often in conversation, ideas get bounced off each other. You guys are going to be hearing a pretty polarizing view and perspective of achieving optimum lifestyle and achieving discipline within your life from me on this episode. So let me paint the picture as I've done already with the cycle of a year. There's still 3 months left. That's a quarter of a year. You have an amazing opportunity to still be great. I want people to be great. I want people not only to be great for the last 3 months through the holiday season, where typically Americans tend to put on 8 pounds or more within those 3 months because of all the gatherings, all the snacks, all the treats, the holiday season. You get it. The cold weather comes. You get a little sad. You emotionally eat. Think about all the different traps that exist from October through December or even through January 1. There's a lot. And if you're not on your P's and Q's, and if you don't have a priority of how you're going to work out, how you're going to get to the gym, what you're going to do, and what you're going to put in your face, and how often you're going to allow yourself to have an alcoholic beverage, or how often you're going to allow yourself to have that sugar-laden treat, which I'm not telling you to abstain from any of those things, because life and happiness and gratitude and socialness, right, and family and community and all these things, so many of these things are entrenched and encircled within our eating habits and our drinking habits. So I'm saying, don't abstain, but I'm saying, have discipline and have balance that go with your opportunities to reward yourself and let go just a little bit in certain situations. I think those things need to be earned, and I think it's a healthy perspective. Maybe not for all, but again, that's what I'm saying. It's just me here having this conversation today, so take it with a grain of salt. We've got 3 months left, folks. If you finish this year strongly, you have an opportunity not just to go into 2024 with momentum, but to make 2024 the most fruitful year for you as a human that you've ever had in your entire life. I almost guarantee anyone who has achieved some great stuff within 2023, you know what they do? In the latter 3 months of 2023, they let off the gas. They allow themselves to kind of go off the rails. They gain that weight. They lose that momentum. They allow their gym attendance to really take the back seat. Now, this might not be you. Don't feel judged, but also allow it to make you feel a little urgent. Is it you? And if so, why? And why not as much urgency here at the beginning of October as you had in January 1? It's because not everyone else has that same amount of zeal. It's because, well, summer came to an end and now it's fall. It's because you want to have your pumpkin spice latte with the sweeteners and the cream and everything else in it. And you do this day after day after day, or you do this several times a week, and then you're receiving a couple hundred extra calories every week, and that adds up in a month, and that adds up for the last 3 months, and then all of a sudden you've gained 4 pounds. And it's because you've made a drink choice, not a food choice, and it was something you didn't even consider, and you see how fast it can get out of hand. Because that's how it works. Losing weight and being an optimal weight or being a particular leanness is a science. And in this day and age, when it comes to an application, what you have to understand is that we are surrounded by food. We are a being we are designed. I believe we have a creator. So I'll say we are designed in such a way to seek and strive for homeostasis. Well, the innate desire is that when food is available for us, we should crave it, we should eat it. Because not as we've evolved throughout time was food always readily available. We had to kill for it. We had to hunt for it. We had to search for it. We had to grow it. We had to be patient. There were times and seasons. Sometimes there were droughts. Food wasn't always around. So when it was, you ate it or you stored it. Or there were times where there were going to be over seasons of fruitfulness and you wanted to pack on fat to prepare for the colder season or to prepare for the times of famine when you weren't going to eat for several days or several weeks on end. So whether we choose to acknowledge the history and what seems to be rooted in our DNA or not, now we look around us and everything's prepackaged. We have more than enough food to eat. We have more than enough resources to provide ourselves with the food to eat. And even if you find yourself budgeting now, the easier choices are the less healthy choices because that's helpful for you to crunch your budget appropriately. Food lasts longer in your pantry and in your cupboards, and you can buy in more bulk, typically of the less favorable foods. Now, I'm not saying that all of that is absolutely true. And I don't want to speak in absolutes. And I also want to lean in and say, and I want to challenge the idea that healthy eating is too expensive. It's not. It's just that you've got to reframe the way you spend money and the way that you grocery shop. I'd love to go through some examples of how we as a family go into Costco, how long we spend in there, the food items that we come out with, and how long that food lasts for us. The combination of the way that we go into Costco and try to leave there with a diet rich in meats and vegetables, nuts and seeds, some fruit, little starch, and no sugar. And what we still have to go to like a local mart or grocery store for in order to kind of have this well-balanced approach for like meals and the things that both my wife likes to prepare and our family will eat. So all that's coming down the road. It's important. I think I'd love to share that stuff with you guys. But again, the reason I bring all this up is because for some reason, aside from the food that's always around us, aside from the way that we live. So there's two polarizing things here that I want to hit on. The food that you eat and the things that you do. Do you know that you can get healthy and you can lose body fat by doing more activity and eating the same? Or you can eat differently, reduce your calories, increase the quality of food that you take in, and you can do the same. Or you can structure and follow programming that allows you to burn calories and build muscle and fuel in such a way that is coached and or prescribed to you so that you can lose body fat and still optimize recovery. It will take work. It will take commitment. And for most of you, it's going to take an investment. And here's the reason why it's an investment. It's because you can't do it by yourself. It's because you find yourself looking around, whether you are 19 years old listening to this and you're experiencing your first time living on your own, or you're 55. And yes, that means everywhere in between 25, 35, 30, 37, 38, right? You mentioned it, 4 kids, single, doesn't matter where you're at. You can't do it by yourself. There is a very small number of people that even tune into this podcast who can do it by themselves. Otherwise, they'd look in the mirror and they'd be like, wow, I'm so proud of who I am. I'm so proud of the discipline that I flex. I'm so proud of the way that I train. I'm so proud of the way that I invest in myself and take care of myself. Folks, I'm here to tell you that it's extremely hard. It is like ridiculously hard to adhere to a diet in the year 2023. And I don't mean a diet that's like starving you. And I don't mean a diet that is extremely calorically restrictive. That is not what I mean. What I mean is that it's extremely hard to adhere to a diet of real food. Food that you could hunt, kill, or grow, or harvest for yourself and your family, and stick to that. And stick to that by cooking it in home ingredients, oils that are favorable. When we talk about comparing omega-6 and omega-3, we understand that we have a problem in our country where we tend to overconsume omega-6 because of all of the vegetable oils and industrial cooking oils that exist, and our foods are often greased up with and cooked in, especially when we eat out. but we want to consume more omega-3s. We want to eat more salmon, more mackerel. We want to take fish oil as a supplement to help kind of balance some of these things. Again, if we're looking for a healthy balance, we just want to simply try to equalize the omega-6 and omega-3 so it's about 2-to-1. Now, that's getting in the weeds. We could have a deeper conversation about that. We could talk about fats and inflammation and all that stuff. But the point that I'm trying to make is that everything is set up in this world for you to fail. Everything. There's a strong contingency of people that listen to this podcast and a strong contingency of people out in the world at large who understand that they've got to invest in what they do. They're not going to go out for a run. They're not going to go to the park and do push-ups and pull-ups. They're not going to wake up and do sit-ups and air squats every morning and every night. They're not going to go to a gym and pick up the iron and deadlift and back squat. And they're not going to bench press and they're not going to strict press. And they're not going to climb a mountain for an hour every day. They're not going to go out and just walk for 1 hour straight every day. They're not going to do that. And many people get into the car to drive 30 to 40 minutes to their job, to sit for 7 hours at their job, to drive 30 or 40 minutes home at their job, which mentally exhausted them. And then when they get home, you know what they find themselves wanting to do? Not exercise, not go for that walk, not play with their dog, not play with their kids, not chase the pump, right? We don't have our lives set up in such a structure that allows us to be active with our profession and career, active with us creating, preparing our food, growing it, harvesting it, tending to vegetables, tending to animals. Like, that's not who we are. But historically, that's who we were, right? Not everything was just on a grocery store at a shelf. Not everything. You couldn't just press a button and heat your home. You had to go chop the wood and burn the wood and clean the thing and do the deal. And right? Like, these things were really important. Chop extra wood in case it rained, keep it dry. Like, we were physically moving sun up to sun down historically. And we were eating real food. Quantities, it doesn't matter. We were eating real food. And now we have unreal food options that taste much better, that are dialed into a science on how to get us to crave it, want it, and overeat it. And then we've got these systems of life, from career, from providing. Yes, I want you to provide. Yes, I want you to do things that help you be quote unquote successful or great, whatever that means in your life. But also, I think that you should also take that into consideration. I think that you should question it. I think that you should question what you do for a living, and you should question why you do it. Does it bring high quality to your life? Does it help your children? Does it help your spouse? Does it just fulfill something in you? Is it selfish? Do you need it to be recognized as something great? Do you need it to have this money so that you can do this stuff? But does it bring your children closer to whatever you deem important spiritually? Does it bring your children closer to you? Do you get quality enough time with them to actually allow your presence to be felt and memories to be made? I don't know, because I think that a lot of that's getting lost in the process, lost in the sauce, if you will, within our society today. Question everything. So we've got this contingency of people, though, that recognize they're not going to get the exercise they need, so they invest in it. You know what, AC, I'm going to sign up for personal training. You know what, Adrian, I'm going to sign up for True. Oh, by the way, Coach, I know you got all these. You got 9 live programs that I can choose from: True 60, True 30, True Aesthetics, True Strength, True Endurance. Man, it covers all the gamuts. I can work out with dumbbells and body weight, or I can go to the gym and hit a hard barbell workout, or I can even train like a competitor today. I love the idea of that. Well, thank you. I'm glad that you love all those things. Just remember, folks, everybody wants to invest in their fitness and training. And yes, that's important. You got to move. And I think it can help you. It can still be a buffer against sickness. It can still be a buffer when you think about even being fit, and a buffer from wellness. But if you guys really want to get close to fitness, if you guys really want to make a difference and move the needle in your life, you need to be mindful and invest in what you put into your face hole. This thing, your mouth, I'm pointing to it. If you ain't watching a video, sometimes tuned in into the YouTubes, because I'm right here looking at you dead in the eyes. Sometimes can be more convicting. Maybe you'll actually move and do something about it instead of just sitting there listening about it. Why aren't you doing anything? Why don't you put your money where you say your intentions are and show yourself something? Sign up for a coach. And I'm not saying it's got to be with us. We take pride in the way that we treat our clients at True Nutrition. We make sure that we see and hear their needs. We understand their lifestyle. We understand what could potentially challenge them in the right way. We're not just going to let you walk through this thing, right? To me, and this is going to be where I start to rant, so forgive me. But to me, in the nutrition space, here's what's happening. Everyone wants to say, like, hey, you know, this isn't sustainable for you, Johnny. This isn't sustainable for you, Jill. So I'm not going to do that. And yes, I believe that the diet that you have in mind is something that you should be able to follow forever. Diet doesn't mean weighing and measuring your food, though, for the rest of your life. And I don't want that for anyone. But I will prescribe to you to weigh and measure your stinking food. And I will prescribe to you to be in a caloric deficit. How do you think we get the change? If it ain't sustainable for you now, well, duh, it's not sustainable for you now. Because what you've been doing to sustain up to this point in your 35 or 32 or 42 or 52 years has gotten you in the bind and in the problem that you're in now. And I've got a solution for it. You need to be coached. You need to be challenged. You need to be educated. You need to be inspired to be great. And that's going to come with a little bit of stress and a little bit of challenge and a little bit of difficulty. You're going to need to weigh and measure your food. You're going to need to tell me what you put in your pie hole right here. You're going to need to tell me that. You're going to need to be accountable. I'm going to need you to be honest. And for a lot of people that watch this, that listen to it, might be honesty for the first time in their life ever, because they just were never understanding like, oh, this really takes vulnerability or it won't work. Like, no matter what I tell my coach, if I'm actually eating a couple extra bites of what was left on my child's plate, that's actually 60 extra calories. And if I, those 60 extra calories, if I do that every day, or God forbid I do it twice a day, that's 120 every day. And he's got me on this cut and I'm supposed to be doing this thing and I'm supposed to be in a caloric deficit so I can get to this goal. So then I can start my maintenance phase. You got to be honest, and it's uncomfortable and it's inconvenient and it's hard. So that's my rant, is that I think people are too afraid to engage with a client sometimes and to actually coach this human, to challenge this human. Yes, I'm in a service industry and delivery matters. I would not talk to you the same way that I talk to someone else. It's not the way that the business works. It's not the way that coaching works. It's not the way that I treat the six-year-olds that I coach in flag football. It's not the way that I run a class. It's not the way that I teach a level one seminar. None of those things. When we have one-to-one conversations, you need to treat them as a one-to-one person, because we all are one of one and we take in information differently. We're inspired differently. We respond to challenge differently. Some people really get fired up when I'm very, very blunt and very direct. And there's a bit of this aggressive tone in my voice. Do you want this or do you not want this? Right? So that's not for everyone though. Some people need more of a soft approach. Some people need me to ask them questions. You know, it seems like this is something that you really want, but I'm not sure. Are you still in a place where this is something that you even want to do? Some people need that question asked to them. Some people need the question of, or even a simple light statement of that, you know, I know that you say you want this, but you're showing me that you don't. And I'd really hate for you to be wasting your time and also my time, because I know there are so many people out there that I really want to help. So why don't you take a day and let me know if this is something that you're really serious about, because to me, you're showing me you're not serious. And I've had those conversations, not just with nutrition clients or lifestyle clients, but also with performance clients. Because there are people who get a workout and they're like, cool, awesome. And they see it and they don't do it. Or they see it and they don't do it hard. Or they see it and they think they can change this, that, and the other. And yes, programs need to be tweaked, but you understand on a regular basis when you're doing things, you're not doing the things that are presented by the coach that you hired to do a job, folks, you can't get the results that you want. And then guess what? That's my product as a coach. You, if you work with me, you are my product. You are my future resume to the next client or the next generation of people that I want to work with. You're my resume to the next generation of coaches that I hope to educate and inspire to go on to change the lives of others and enhance the performance side of the CrossFit Games and reach new levels of fitness that we've never seen. You are. It's a teamwork thing. And people don't sometimes take that ownership, but it's a very real thing. And I take it very personal. And I think that every good coach out there should take that very personal. So again, back to the lifestyle discussion. Nutrition is important. Training is important. When you combine these two things and you have someone in your corner that can develop your mind and challenge you in ways to want to continue to question who you've been your whole life and why you've been particular ways and be able to check in and have these things, you're going to have some success, but it's not going to be easy. You know, when we work with people as lifestyle clients at True, What they've got to go through is they've got to go through this understanding of who you currently are. What kind of choices do you normally make? What's your food and nutrition typically look like? What goals do you have? Okay, so we've got those goals. Well, this is what we're going to do for the first month. And a lot of times, of course, the elicited response necessary is that they need to go into a caloric deficit and they need to lose some weight. How aggressively and all that kind of stuff is decided by us based on the things that we know, their lifestyle, their situation, their circumstance, what they've been eating, how they've been eating, how they train, what they want to do while they work with us, all that. But we set it. And then the ball's in the client's hands for the most part, right? Are you going to follow the plan or are you going to not follow the plan? After they go through a phase of cutting, you know what happens? Most people that we work with are extremely successful in the first month. They do a great job. You know why? Because they came to hire us for a reason. They were fired up. They heard a podcast like this. They watched a podcast like this. They just heard one of their friends had referred them to us and they lost a bunch of weight, or they look really good, or they saw transformations on our page or whatever it was. But they were fired up and they were like, you know what? I need this. I want this. I deserve this. I'm doing it for a month. Because you know, anyone can do something for a month. Anyone. I mean, even the most weak-willed people that I've ever met in my life have done something hard for a month. I'm being straight up with you. So what happens though then is people want to pat themselves on the back, and we're going to pat them on the back and congratulate them and have a lot of more conversations about how we frame this going forward. But the journey is just beginning. That's the easiest part, folks. The easiest part is losing weight. And you know what? Anyone can do that on their own. I think anyone can truly do that on their own when they're fed up enough. But here's the hard part. What happens when it's time to go back into a maintenance phase? When you've been in a cut and you've been successful at losing weight, but now you need to start to understand what it's like to actually live at this new weight. And you're not just cutting anymore. And you've got to go back to more of a calorically maintenance nutrition plan where you've got to make hard choices. Your calories are going to increase. That's going to make you tremendously happier. But guess what happens over the course of the next week? You gain 3 to 4 pounds or something. Maybe not that much right out the gate, but it happens. Because we're in this refeeding phase. Like it's maintenance. It's different. Clients start to psychologically struggle. They see that as a bad thing. And then we're there to have conversation with them. Hey, this is totally normal. We're now trying to get you to understand this is your new lifestyle. You're not going to be able to just be in a deficit the rest of your life and continue to shed pounds in a healthy way, or in a way that allows you to continue to gain muscle as you want to get stronger and more fit and recover from your training and optimize your hormone balance, all these things. But then, you know, that's a separator right there, right? So after a month or two and they're in a maintenance phase, if they can stick with it, that's a really good sign. Because then guess what we do? We throw you another bone and we're like, hey, okay, it's time. You've been back on this maintenance side for 4 to 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks. And now we're going to go back into a bit of a deficit. We're going to reintroduce, you know, you lost 10, 12 pounds in your first cycle at a deficit. Now our goal is to lose about 6 or 7 pounds in this next rotation. And you know, they're pumped about it. And now they get an opportunity to reduce the calories again and feel like they're in the grind again. And I think it's easy to get excited when you can expect to see the results. We do this and we repeat it again, folks. We get to the end and maybe they lost 6 pounds, 7 pounds. Maybe they lost 12 pounds more. They overachiever. They did it great. They're killing it. Guess what? It's time again. It's maintenance time. It's time to understand where we need to go with our calories and our intake in order to get recovered, to allow ourselves to probably put on between 1 and 4 pounds again and see how they psychologically respond to that and emotionally respond to that. What is the day-to-day now for the next 6 to 8 weeks, and how's that looking? How's that feel? I'm going to expedite this whole explanation and not take you through the course of a year or 6 months, but understand that you lose weight, you might gain a few pounds back and you go into maintenance. You lose weight again, you might gain a few pounds back, you go into maintenance. You lose weight again, till you reach your macro goal, which was, hey, I want to be 40 pounds down. The work never stops, ever. Folks, understanding that if you come to a coach and you've been a particular weight for 30 years or 10 years, it is going to be a journey at which you will need to stay focused on for more than that in your future, in perpetuity. The world is set up to help you fail. You crave things you shouldn't. You need to be taught and learned, and you need accountability. The reason that I've said you can't do it on your own time and time again, the reason I've said that people actually come to our True Nutrition or True Fitness or our website, truefitness.com, to resource us and use us, is because they know you could go anywhere on the internet and find all the information that you need anywhere. You could find anything. Hey, how many calories should I eat if I'm this much and I weigh this much and I want to do this thing? Okay, cool. I want to lose 20 pounds. Awesome. You can find that. What kind of foods do I need to optimize my hormones? Oh, cool. Do it. What kind of foods do I need to improve my libido? What kind of foods do I need to lose belly fat? What kind of exercises should I use to make my butt bigger? Anything you want to find online, folks, is there for your taking. You just won't stick with it because you need to have skin in the game. You need to make an investment. Most of the time it needs to be financial. Secondly, it needs to be time consuming. Thirdly, you need to have someone on the other end of a call or someone that has expectations for you, that is on your team. The more people that are like that, the more chances you will be to succeed, you will be likely to succeed. We need people. We have people like myself, like my wife, like some of our other coaches that are coming up through the ranks at True Nutrition and True Fitness that make a profession or trying to make a profession out of helping people achieve lifelong goals, both on the performance side and the lifestyle side. I say all that to bring this to a head because I could do this for hours and it's not safe because it's only me, right? We're going to come up with a challenge. We got a challenge coming up in October. It's coming up quickly. The theme's going to be around investing in you. Throughout the holidays, there are the most ridiculous opportunities to spend money on the most ridiculous things. Black Friday, spend money on the cheapest gadgets, on stuff you really don't need. Some people are out there getting stuff they need. So respect to those people that are actually getting what they need. Most of us are not getting what we need. And so the Conway's included, folks. Pray for us. Christmas. It ain't your birthday. It's Jesus' birthday. It's the day we recognize that Jesus was born, that our Savior was born. Yet, we've perverted this holiday into a time for gluttony, a time for over-celebration, and certainly not a way that the Savior would hope that we would probably be celebrating. Again, pray for us. And I'm not saying all that to like be sober-minded and don't have joy and don't have fun and don't celebrate each other by giving each other gifts or exchanging gifts. Do those things, folks. But we've really perverted a lot of things around the holiday season. We take it too far. We spend too much money. And you know what we do it on? We do it on things that are short-lived and have no return. If you think buying a new gadget like a new TV or buying something that makes your life more convenient so you have to do less physically is a good idea, you're wrong. You're tremendously wrong. You're not only adding more difficulty to you seeking your goals and long-term health and performance, but you're literally taking away from your opportunity to look someone else in the eyes and have a conversation because you're just buying things that distract you. The holiday season this year, I want you to consider where you invest and what you put your investments in. I want you to think about your life and the trajectory of your life. I want you to think about how much this podcast had resonated with you. I want you to think about someone to share this podcast with, perhaps, that might need a kick in the derriere or might need to be motivated or has struggled with their weight or has struggled with their discipline and they wonder why. Well, let this be a clear message to them. They're human, that's why. And they're not alone. There are millions and millions, there are billions of people on this planet who want to lose weight and change their life every year. And they're successful at it for 1 month, maybe two. And then they gain back even more weight than they lost, unfortunately. And the reason is because we need help. And it is a long process. Keep your eyes peeled, folks, on the investment challenge. I haven't nailed down exactly what the name will be, but I started brainstorming it just last week. It's going to be something that's going to be available for people to participate in, but it's going to start long before the new year, long before this holiday season gets rolling with momentum. So if you are looking to actually utilize the last 3 months of this year and not just let them pass you by. If you want to be a better example to your kids this year than to just spend money aimlessly on them for things they probably don't need or to one-up one of your friends with a gift that they don't need, maybe offer this as a gift to someone that you know could use it. Invest in their health, invest it now with permission, of course, and make sure that it's not in an offensive way like, hey, you need this coaching, go lose a few pounds. You guys get the idea. That would be a really bad mistake. But I wanted to get on here and just shoot it to you straight. Some of my perspectives, some of my theories on why we're not successful as a culture and a community, and offer an opportunity for you to invest in your own health and allow the next 6 months to be a life-changing experience for you and not one that is just a get skinny quick program. They're everywhere. That's not what we're here for. More details to come, folks. Invest in your life, invest in your future, invest in your health. And I think one of the most cliche quotes that's out there right now, but it couldn't be more real, is health is the real wealth. Okay. If you want to spend long years here on this earth, you better make sure that they're full. And the only way we can do that is by investing in our training and investing in our nutrition. And I'm really positive that if you do that, guess what? You'll keep rising. Hey, we'll see you next time.